Welcome back to the Lions Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas. We're out here doing what we do best, you know, making a podcast. It might get interrupted because someone just pulled in. I don't know where Leon is, but what's going on, guys? Today, I really want to talk about love and one of many. So today, working out, I felt this urge of just... You know, love is a beautiful thing. And if you're listening to this, if you've ever been in love, it's an amazing feeling. You know, it's like, man, this is love? Oh, this is awesome. You know, and obviously, as high as you go, is as low as you'll end up. Because that's just how life is. And so, do I believe we can love many people? I believe so, you know. But then, you know, what is love? And I actually had a conversation with this girl a few days ago. And what I realized is love is unconditional. That's what true love is. Because, like, if you have a pet, all right, you have a dog or a cat, whatever it might be, you love them. Unconditional. And you know how they fuck up sometimes, whether they eat something they shouldn't, whether they tear something they shouldn't, or they just, you know, they do something, but you still love them, you know? You don't just kick them out. You're like, fuck you, you know? Maybe you want to sometimes. You know, Leon's done some shit where I'm like, bro, no way, but I love him, you know, unconditional. And I think with humans, another person, you could love them, but it's sometimes conditional, you know? And so I remember when I first fell in love, it was with this girl named Allison. Man, she was like this girl, she was taller than me, but she was tall, she was blonde, pretty. I think she had green eyes. I'm like, oh my God, I love this girl. For some reason, I've always wanted a blonde girl. I don't know if it's I grew up. All right, like side note, okay? When I was younger, it was like, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5. I accidentally watched porn on the TV at my house, like at late at night. And maybe that had to do something. I've been watching porn since like 4 years old. You know, let me throw that in there real quick. And so I don't know where the whole fantasy of having a blonde girl as my significant other came from. I really don't know. I don't want to say it's the stereotypical thing. Like, I don't want a Barbie either. Like, honestly, man, I fucking love podcast people. Honestly, I've recently been seeing a lot of Barbie girls. Literally a lot of Barbie girls. Like, I live here in Gainesville, so it's like UF. And so I see a lot of Barbie girls. And I saw one the other day. Barbie girl. When I mean Barbie girl, blonde girl, pink, and things like that. I'm like, she was pretty. That one actually was really nice. I was like, damn, she's pretty. But I'm like, ah, you know? And then I saw another one. I'm like, nah. You know? So I don't know. Because I'm not categorizing it. I'm not stereotypical with anybody, you know? But I'm just saying, like, a lot of them I met, they like country, they like a bunch of beer, and I'm just not into country. I despise country. If I had to listen to it, like, I'll listen to it, but there's no, you will not catch me listening to country. Man, this podcast is going so many ways. Anyways, you won't catch me listening to country. Nah. You know, I feel like if I want a blonde girl, I gotta go to Nashville, but I'm not all about that, you know? But anyways, back to the story. So, I remember just hanging out with this girl, and we were at our friend's Claudia's house. My mom drove me there, obviously, because my mom was friends with her, you know, and I was still like 13 or 14, something like that, and or maybe 12, it had to be 12. And I remember we were laying down, and I remember I kissed her. My God, my world was, I was like, wow, you know, and so like I left with like, on this high, I was like, wow, she's so beautiful. 12 years old, my life is complete. And so I unlocked like this new emotion of, wow, this is how memorable it is. I'll never forget this. And I'm like, man, this is the best feeling in the world. And I think, was it a few weeks later, I think we stopped talking as much. And then I heard she started talking to some other guy. And this wasn't like in the age of like, oh, if we stop talking, that's it, I'll move on. It was like, why aren't we talking as much? You know, we were like on chat, AOL, something like that. You know, 1994 kids. And so we kind of stopped talking as much. And I think one of her friends told me she was talking to this guy named Justin. I think his name is Justin, I'm not sure. But he was taller than me and he had longer hair. I was ready to fight this guy. I'm like, I'm gonna fight this guy. I was full of anger. I was so pissed, man. I was heartbroken. And it just didn't feel good. And I would say maybe a year, you know, after that, like I kept working out, because that's when I really started working out, like after 12. And once I started really working out, I got more confidence. And then I went to Colombia. After I went to Colombia, I met like two different girls. I fell in love with two different girls. I finally had my first makeout session and went to Colombia with this girl named Valentina. She was awesome. But I came back, and I'll never forget, I met another girl. And this girl's name was Cheyenne. I'll never forget her. And me and her had a thing on and off, but I fell in love with this girl again. I fell in love with another girl. She wasn't a blonde this time. But this girl, I'll never forget, she had my complete heart. She had everything. It was because I'm 15, 16 years old, still a virgin. I'm over here, like, me and her have never done it. And it's just, it was kind of the same thing. She ended up going with this other guy named Preston, I'll never forget. And I would go over to her house, and we'd, like mess around. But we were just still kids, you know? Like, sex was never really on my mind, because I'd never had sex at that point, you know? I was, like, 15. And we were both virgins, and we were, like, we were, like, promising to lose our virginity to each other. And we never did. And, man, that one hurts. That one hurt the most. That one hurt the most. Because I'll never forget being in bed one day. I don't know if I told the story, but I was in bed. I was crying my eyes out because I kind of found out that she was, like, seeing this guy. I'm crying my eyes out, and I was into boxing at the moment. So I'm like, bro, I'd rather get punched in the face 100 times than feel this heart-wrenching pain. And honestly, that right there turned me into one of the biggest players that I could ever be. I just told myself, I'm like, fuck girls, I'm just going to be a player. And I'll never forget telling myself, like, I'm going to be a player. I'm going to play this game so well. And I went to play the game. And my dad just never gave me good advice. My dad gave me horrible advice. He was like, son, I'm like, dad, can you give me some advice on girls? And he's like, son, you always want to have two or three girls in rotation. That is legit, word for word, my dad's advice. And my dad had been divorced like three times at that point. So I didn't have the best advice growing up. I was a kid, though. He was my father, you know. So I thought that was a great piece of advice. And so for me, I just always had that, and it never worked out. It never works out when you're constantly playing girls. You know, you might get away with it, yeah, for a bit, but you don't really get away with it. And so, look, love is interesting. Love is whatever you want to make it. If you say, oh, love is complicated, love is hard, then that's your expectation, you know? If you go into this workout's too hard, all right, it's going to be. But if you're like, I'm going to fucking crush this workout, it's hard, good, you know? So I've realized about that with my self-talk. So just know that the best advice I can give you when it comes to love is I'm still trying to figure it out. But don't play with people's hearts. I've learned that the hard way. I'm at to a point in my life where if I'm talking to a girl, if I decide to talk to her, I have to be willing to date her. All right, I gotta be willing to date her. If I'm not willing to date her, then there's no point in me talking to her. That's where I'm at in my life, because I'm not looking for just some hookup. I'm not looking for just something small. Like, I'm looking for almost a wife, and you know, you gotta take things much more serious now. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not because I'm 28. Nope, it's just because finding a good partner is worth it. Okay, much love. Have a great day, guys.